Hi there, and welcome to the fourth story in our campfire series. This week has me thinking about family, and in particular, a loyal listener, the granddaughter of one of our teachers, who's enjoyed hearing about rabbit and owl and otter, mouse, buffalo, and all the other animals that make their home in the great Canadian wilderness. I thought I'd ask if she had a favorite animal that she'd like to hear a story about. And it turns out that she's rather fond of penguins. Well, I love penguins, but I don't think I have any native stories about penguins. Or any stories about octopus, which was another favorite animal she mentioned. I think she should write a story about an octopus. I'd love to hear that. But we were onto a winner when she said that she also quite liked bears. This is a story from the Seneca Nation, and they live in the east where bears are plentiful. It's a story about a bear, a very boastful bear, in the days before bears slept through the long cold winters when the forests are covered in ice and snow. In fact, in today's story, you're going to learn why bears hibernate every winter. Well, I'd bet you'd already heard the science reason, which is that bears conserve their energy when food is hard to find in the coldest months of the year. This is the story reason, and it's all to do with a very clever, quick-witted little turtle. Right then, if you're comfortable, not too hot and not too cold, we'll begin. You'll have to imagine a fine snowy day, the kind where the air is clear and crisp and full of ice crystals. Bear was walking through the snow in the forest, dragging her massive furry feet like four plows. It wouldn't take a very great hunter to track her, but fortunately for her, this was in the days before hunters. Bear trudged up a little hill and stood up on her hind legs. She was so much taller than anything else she could see that she felt very proud. Bear loved to brag about how splendid she was, so she thumped herself on the chest with her paws, careful of her claws like silvery sickle moons, and roared, "I'm the biggest animal in the forest!" The ice shivered off the branches with all that noise, but nobody made a sound, because Bear really was awfully big. Bear got an itchy spot on her back, so she walked through the snow to a little tree, leaned against it, and wriggled around. While she was scratching, the whole tree broke with a snap that fired off through the woods like a thunderbolt. Bear was so impressed with how strong she was. Once more she roared out, "I'm the strongest animal in the forest!" And again, nobody said anything because Bear really was very strong. Bear began to run down off that little hill. Now, every human child knows that you can run like the wind, downhill. But Bear was so impressed with how fast she could run, she skidded to a halt by a little frozen lake and roared, "I'm the fastest animal in the forest!" Then Bear heard a little voice pipe up from the edge of the lake. "No, you're not, Bear. I'm a lot faster than you." "What?" Bear couldn't believe her tiny furry ears. Then she couldn't believe her beady black eyes, because that voice came from a little green turtle who was sticking his head up through a hole in the ice. Turtle said it again. "Really, Bear? I'm a lot faster than you are." Bear and Turtle began to disagree, then to argue, and then they began to make so much noise that the other animals stopped what they were doing and came to see what was going on. A great argument was underway, though it had wound down to each of them saying not much more than, "No, you're not," and "Yes, I am," when it was decided that the only way to settle the question was to have a race between Bear and Turtle. The animals reached a general agreement. The race would be around the lake, for the ground was flat, and more importantly, they could all get a good seat to watch the fun. But then Turtle said, "I am a water animal, so I'll have to race in the lake." Bear objected, pointing one of her long sickle claws at the tiny turtle. "You must think I'm pretty stupid. You can just dive under the ice, hold your breath for a minute, then come back up and say you won." Although the animals did think she was pretty stupid, she did have a point, so a solution was agreed upon. Bear, who was a land animal, would race around the lake on foot, while Turtle would swim from hole to hole to hole to hole in the ice, put his head up at each one, and say something, then swim on and so on all the way around the lake. Fox, who was on nobody's side but her own, was chosen to be the starter and judge, and the race was scheduled for the next day. That next morning dawned bright and cold, perfect for the race. All the animals brewed their tea and chattered about it over breakfast. Elk, who had the biggest feet, was chosen to punch holes in the ice every few feet all the way around the edge of the lake, which took some time because he kept stopping to browse over the overhanging cedar leaves for his breakfast. Meanwhile, excitement was building. All the animals had heard about the race and had come to see it. Almost all the spectators were making bets, and because most of them were so tired of listening to Bear brag, the bets were heavily in favor of Turtle. Fox called the racers to her side. "Are you ready, Bear?" Now, Bear had been warming up, doing exercises, and getting in some last-minute bragging, so she yawned and said, "I'm ready." Fox asked, "And you, are you ready, Turtle?" And Turtle, at his first hole in the ice, with his neck stretched as high and proud as he could stretch it, said, "I was born ready." "All right," said Fox, rolling her eyes. "We've all agreed. It's once around the lake and back to me. Now, ready, set, run." Then Turtle dived under the water, and Bear began to just walk, waving casually to her friends, just to prove how easy this was going to be. But Bear had only taken a couple of steps when Turtle's head came up in the second hole in the ice. Turtle said, "Come on, Bear, catch up with me." And Turtle dived under and went on. Bear was flabbergasted. This turtle was a bit faster than she thought, so Bear began to jog. But only three steps farther, Turtle's head popped up at the next hole. He said, "Come on, Bear, you'll have to move faster than that," and dived under and went on. Now Bear knew she had to run. Great jets of steam darted from her big black nose. She set her teeth. She dropped to all fours and began to run as fast as she could. But before Bear passed the third hole, Turtle came up at the fourth hole and said, "Come on, Bear, I'm way ahead of you." Bear ran and ran and ran as fast as she could, her tongue lolling further and further from her mouth, so out of breath that she thought she would drop. But that turtle just kept getting farther and farther ahead, each time popping out of a hole to say, "Come on, Bear, catch up with me." Until finally, when Bear was only halfway around the lake, Turtle finished the race, leaping from the first hole again to stand right next to Fox, who couldn't believe her eyes. A great cheer went up from the other animals. "Turtle is the fastest animal in the world." Even those who hadn't bet on Turtle came down to congratulate him and shake his clawed foot and pat his shell. Turtle got a bit shy, and several times his new animal friends had to coax him to come out of his shell to shake their paws again. Even Rabbit congratulated Turtle, though when he shook the turtle's claws, it was with a little wink to himself. Rabbit had a funny feeling that they would meet again and test the same question that had got Bear and Turtle arguing in the first place. And Bear? Well, Bear was so exhausted and so humiliated that she didn't even finish the race. She turned and went home, which was a cave deep in the ground under the spreading roots of a huge old pine tree. And she slept the rest of the winter with one paw draped over her face. To this day, bears sleep all winter, so they don't have to remember losing a race to a turtle. Meanwhile, back at the edge of the lake, there was a big party and a feast in Turtle's honor. And then, finally, everybody went home. At that point, Turtle looked around carefully, making sure everyone was gone. Then he crawled down to the edge of the ice, stuck out his clawed foot, and tapped three times on the edge of the frozen lake. Suddenly, up through the holes in the ice came Turtle's brothers and sisters, his mum and dad, his aunties, his uncles, his cousins near and distant, even his grandma and grandpa Turtles were there. And every one of them looked exactly like Turtle, save for a slight change in size that Bear never bothered to notice. They were a little bit stiff from the cold, but it was no bother to any of them. They were too happy with the trick they'd pulled off. They slowly nodded their little heads at each other and said, "Yes, we are the fastest animals in the world." Turtle said, "Thank you to the best family in the world. Today we've proved that though we turtles may be slow of foot, we are not so slow of wit." And that's the end of our story. Now you know why turtles are so close a family. You never see just one sunning itself on a log. They always bring along their relations. And you know why bears sleep all winter long. Well, now you know different reasons why. What can you accomplish with your family that you never could alone? Think about that until next time. And until then, good night.